بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue our discussion about what the author has mentioned from the types of worship that are solely the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our discussion about al-isti'ana wa al-isti'ada, two tremendous great acts of worship. We were reading previously the statement of the author. He mentioned al-isti'ana, and the proof for that seeking aid and assistance is a worship from Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the statement of Allah, the Most High, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. You alone do we seek, you alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid and assistance. And remember that Iyaka na'budu, the one who fulfills this statement, you alone do we worship, then he has actualized and fulfilled the rights of La ilaha illallah. And likewise, الَّذِي يُحَقِّقُ مَعْنَى إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ تَخَلَّصَ مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ. And likewise, the one who fulfills the meaning properly, the rights of that statement, and you alone do we worship, then he has freed himself from showing off and from riya. And with this statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. As for this statement, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone do we seek aid and assistance from. You alone do we seek aid and assistance from. The one who fulfills this properly, seeking aid and assistance in Allah alone, and he's truthful and that and honest, and his return and his need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid him and to help him, then he has fulfilled the rights or actualized the statement, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And likewise, الذي يحقق هذا المعنى وإياك نستعين فإنه قد تخلص من العجب والكبرياء. Likewise, he has freed himself from being self-amazed and being arrogant and boastful and proud. So in the statement, you alone do we worship, this one, he frees himself from shirk, and he also frees himself and is safe from riya, the one who fulfills the rights of that statement properly. And likewise, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you alone do we seek aid and assistance, then this one, he is seeking the aid and help of Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing his own deficiency and weakness, and that he needs the aid and support of Allah Azza wa Jal in order to fulfill that goal, which is worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. This one he has actualized, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, there is no power or might except or strength any to do good or to change from one condition to the next except by the will of Allah and by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person who has fulfilled and actualized this statement, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, then he has freed himself from being self-amazed and also from pride and arrogance. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And we review the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, that great statement that he mentioned, تَأَمَّلْتُ أَنْفَعَ الدُّعَاء, that I have pondered over the most beneficial supplication. And then he realized, he said, فَإِذَا هُوَ سُؤَالُ اللَّهِ الْعَوْنَ عَلَى مَرْضَاتِهِ, that the most beneficial supplication a believer can make. A believer can supplicate for many things in this life and in the hereafter, from the affairs of the deen and the dunya. But what is the most beneficial supplication for the servant? The most beneficial supplication. Shaykh al-Islam, he said, he pondered over this, rahimahullah, and he found out that most beneficial supplication is to ask Allah for help and assistance to do the things that are pleasing to him. And يسأل العبد الله عز وجل أن يعينه على مرضاته, to help him upon his the actions that are pleasing to him, to help him to do the deeds and say the statements that are pleasing to him. This is the most beneficial supplication, to ask Allah to aid a believer to do that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, to do that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he pondered, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he said, ثُمَّ رَأَيْتُهُ, أي هذا السؤال, ثُمَّ رَأَيْتُهُ فِي الْفَاتِحَة, and then I seen this exact meaning here in Surah Al-Fatiha. وَإِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you alone do we worship and you alone do we seek aid and help. If we ponder over this statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, yani that the most beneficial supplication and dua that a believer can make is to ask Allah to help him do the actions that are pleasing, yani upon his to do that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this in reality is found in Surah Al-Fatiha, yani asking Allah to aid one to do that which is pleasing to him. And he said that this is in the statement, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid and assistance from. So the question now is, أين الشاهد لإستنباطي شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية? Where is the evidence or the point of the understanding that Shaykh al-Islam has derived here from this noble verse of Allah Azza wa Jal, you alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid and assistance from. He is saying that the most beneficial supplication is to ask Allah to help, for the servant to ask Allah to help him to do that which is pleasing to Allah. And if one were to ponder, he would find that here in this statement, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. If we review also the meaning or the definition of ibadah, maybe this aspect or this understanding will become clear. So the question again now is, what is the meaning of ibadah, or what is the ta'rif of ibadah? Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned in that book of his called Al-Ubudiyyah. We have read it before, previously. Ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allahu wa yarallahu min al-aqwali wal-amali al-zahira wal-batina. It's a concise term, including everything that Allah loves and is pleased with. Everything that Allah loves and is pleased with, from speech and action, whether it is inward or outward, whether it is inward or outward. So then ibadah and summarization are the statements and the actions that Allah is pleased with. Ibadah is the statements and the actions that Allah is pleased with. Naam, Allah, He loves these statements, the actions and statements that He loves and He's pleased with. This is called ibadah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. And you alone do we worship. You alone do we strive to do the actions that you are pleased with. For you alone do we worship, and do we surrender our will and submit to, in submission and in humbleness and humility, with love and hope and fear. You alone. And then وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And you alone do we seek aid and assistance in order to do that. And you alone do we seek aid and assistance in order to do that. So we see that ibadah is the goal and the means to do that is al-isti'ana. So this is again for the author clarifying that this is an act of worship, but likewise to clarify how great of an act of worship it is, and that in reality there is no act of worship that could be realized or actualized or performed properly except by the aid and the assistance and the success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the prophets, the ulama have mentioned, all of the prophets, they have come with this deen, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This is what all of the prophets, they have come with, from the first of them to the last of them, worshipping Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking His aid and support and reliance and trust upon Him in order to perform that. We see that we have taken some of the benefits from isti'ana or isti'ada, but there are some more details that we must review and make clear in order to stay away from confusion or misguidance with regards to these types of worship. Because al-isti'ana is different types, and not every act of isti'ana is considered an act of ibadah. So there are different types of al-isti'ana. Some of them, or some types of isti'ana, is ibadah, and it's only for Allah. And this is the type of isti'ana, and seeking aid and assistance, that it also comprises or is included. What is included in it is to be in submission and surrender, and to rely and to trust and to put and the affairs in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to rely upon Him and to trust in Him and to know that He is able and strong and capable of fulfilling the needs, and to rely upon Him and to seek His aid and His help in this manner like this. And this is only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is only for the sake of Allah. This is the one that is ibadah, the one seeking aid and assistance that also has dhul, as submission and humility and humbleness and khudu', and also it has the meaning of a tawakkul, and reliance and dependence, and putting the one's trust entirely in Allah and seeking His aid alone with submission and humbleness before Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this one is considered ibadah, and the proof for that is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Another proof for that, as the author he mentioned, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And this is the type of isti'anah that is ibadah, that if somebody were to direct this type of isti'anah to other than Allah Azza wa Jalla, then he would be mushrikun kafir. As for the issue of making al-isti'anah, bimana, yani talab al-awn, to seek help. So the first type, which is ibadah, has preceded. Now there's another type of isti'anah, al-isti'anah to be al-makhluq, seeking aid and help from the creation, from an individual, for example. Now, from an individual. If a person were to seek aid and help from an individual to perform something that is permissible, and to seek aid and help from that individual and something that they are able and capable of doing, like for example, any something permissible and they're able to do, to ask a person, for example, to help an individual, to help someone build a building, or they need help in order to start a school, so they get help, or they need help in order to teach the children. For example, like this, yani, this is something that is permissible, and is something that is good, and to seek aid, and to ask somebody to help in this manner, or cooperate in this manner, and they are capable, and they are able, they're alive, and they're present, and they're able, then this is not considered an act of worship, rather this is considered something that is permissible. This is considered something that is permissible. Also, seeking help in order to perform actions of worship or to do deeds that are legislated, this is also permissible. And he's seeking help from your brother in order to establish something that is permissible and good, or in order to be steadfast upon obedience, or seeking help with a brother, for example, and seeking knowledge and learning and reviewing. All of this is something that is permissible. All of this is something that is permissible, and this is not included in the isti'anah that is worship, and that must be for the sake of Allah alone. Rather, some of this type of isti'anah is praiseworthy and very good, and like making isti'anah and helping one another, and having a ta'awun ala al-birri wa taqwa, helping each other upon steadfastness on the deen, and helping each other upon piety and righteousness, and helping each other upon learning and spreading the da'wah. For example, this is something that is good, or helping one another in the affairs of the dunya, to obtain money that is halal, and working and cooperating together to make avenues of bringing in wealth that is permissible. All of this is good, and a good type of isti'anah. If somebody knows somebody who is able to help them in this affair, then he will get the help of his brother. And this is not considered an act of worship that is solely for the sake of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned about this, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate one together, and cooperate together upon piety and righteousness. But if somebody were to seek help and aid in order to do something that is haram or impermissible, then it's not permissible to help them to do that. This will not be considered shirk, but it's not permissible to help them upon sin and transgression. Allah, He says, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى al-ithmi wal-udwan, and do not cooperate and help one another upon sin and transgression. In the same meaning, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrated a narration collected by al-Imam Muslim. It's a long hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in this hadith, wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhihi, that verily Allah will continue to aid and help the servant so long as the servant helps his brother. So here's an encouragement, and to help for a Muslim to help his brother, or a Muslim woman to help her sister, and the likes like this. So this type of isti'anah is permissible, and it's not the type of isti'anah that the author is referring to in the text here, that if one were to direct it to other than Allah, then this would be considered disbelief and shirk. Rather, this is a type of isti'anah that is praiseworthy, to help one another upon piety and righteousness in the affairs of the deen and in the affairs of the dunya. Likewise, al-isti'anah has come in the text, but seeking aid and help, not from individuals, but rather from situations or from deeds that are beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, Allah has mentioned in His book, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, seek aid and assistance, or seek help and patience and in prayer, in patience and in prayer. So in times of difficulty, whenever a believer is feeling weak or he needs help, then he will seek aid and support in his life and from Allah Azza wa Jal by praying, by making salat, establishing the prayer, establishing the night prayer, establishing the night prayer, establishing the duha prayer and the non-obligatory prayers. And the obligatory prayer obviously must be established. But then after that, to seek aid and help from Allah Azza wa Jal in these acts of worship that are pleasing to Allah. And also seeking assistance by being sincerely patient for the sake of Allah. That at times whenever a person may come out of character or be tried with difficulty or hardship or calamity or tight and restricted conditions, that they will remember Allah Azza wa Jal and be patient for His sake. Be patient hoping for His reward. This is a means of seeking aid and assistance. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبَرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبَرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. This is praiseworthy and this is permissible. As for الْإِسْتِعَانَةَ بِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي أَمْرٍ لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ أَوْ فَإِنَّ هَذَا شِرْكٌ أَكْبَرُ. As for seeking aid and assistance in the people or in the creation from something that only Allah has the ability to perform, then this is major shirk. Then this is major shirk. And this is the one that likewise must be for the sake of Allah alone. That to seek aid in something from someone and only something Allah can do, like curing a person entirely, or protecting them from a severe danger in the life like this, then this is only in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Of course, the believer will take the means. Will take the means if they're sick or their loved one is sick, they'll take the means and take the medication or take the prescription, so on and so forth. But they know that only Allah is the one who can help them and can make the medication beneficial. So to seek aid in an individual, in a person, in something that only Allah has the ability to do, then this is shirk, and this is not permissible likewise. And from that aspect is seeking aid and assistance from the people who are dead, from the dead. This is not permissible, and this is major shirk in all cases, in all cases. So these are the different aspects the ulama have mentioned with regards to al-isti'ana. So it's very important for a believer to understand the difference between these, so that one will not consider an act that is praiseworthy or permissible to be shirk because they misunderstood the evidence or they misunderstood the statement of the author, for example. But rather, al-isti'ana is different types. The one the author is referring to, rahimahullah, is the type that is ibadah, that is seeking aid and assistance with Allah alone, while putting one's faith and trust and reliance upon Allah alone, while knowing and believing and have the firm creed that Allah will help them and can help them, and He will suffice His servants and support them and facilitate their affairs for them, and to do the things seeking the aid and assistance and only things that are capable to be done by Allah alone, then this is the one that is ibadah, and this is the one that should be solely and sincerely for Allah. And this is what is being referred to in the text. Likewise, al-isti'adha has a similar understanding. Al-isti'adha. ما معنى al-isti'adha? Al-isti'adha. يعني أن يقول المسلم أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. This is استياذة. Sometimes one will make استياذة من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Other times a believer may seek refuge with Allah from disease. أعوذ بالله من الأمراض والأسقام. Now I seek refuge with Allah from diseases. أعوذ بالله من حال أهل النار. I seek refuge with Allah from the situation of the people of the fire. أعوذ بالله. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek refuge with Allah from many different issues, from many different things, from the trials of this life and of the hereafter, seeking refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal. To say أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من منكرات الأخلاق والأهواء. This is all has come from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I seek refuge with Allah from the evil manners and the evil actions and the evil أعوذ بالله من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء والأدواء, from the evil manners and the evil actions and the evil desires and the evil sicknesses and diseases. Naam. This is all from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So al-isti'adha, it is, the ulama they mention is al-itisamu billah, wal-tija'u ilayhi subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person he, wal-iftiqaru ilayhi wahdahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the believer he will put his trust and reliance upon Allah azza wa jalla, and he will seek refuge and aid in him. He will seek refuge, excuse me, and protection in Allah azza wa jalla. Al-i'tisam bihi, that he will hold fast to Allah, seeking refuge and put his reliance and trust upon Allah azza wa jalla to protect him from something that he fears, to protect him from something that he is afraid of. He will seek refuge with Allah azza wa jalla from the evils. So similar, like al-isti'ana, al-isti'ath is different types. There, this type here that is being referred to, this is the one that is ibadah, the one that consists of being in dire need and seeking help and having reliance and dependence upon Allah Azza wa Jalla at the same time, while seeking refuge and protection from Allah, seeking refuge and protection with Allah from something that one is afraid of, from, for example, from the devil, or from harm or difficulty, or from poverty, or whatever the case may be, or from disease, or from misguidance. A'udhu billahi min al-dhalala, for example. So this is the type that is ibadah, to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla and protection with Him from these affairs that only Allah can protect from harm and the likes like this. So as for what some people have been tried with by making an isti'adha with the dead, then this is shirk. This is shirk in every aspect. This is shirk in seeking isti'adha, making isti'adha with the dead. This is shirk, major shirk, iyadhan billah, seeking refuge and protection with the people in the graves. A'udhu billah, this is major shirk. Naam, and also seeking refuge with the people who are alive, but they're not present. Some of the people have been tried by seeking refuge and protection in their mashayikh, particularly the Sufis have been tried by this. And they seek refuge in their mashayikh, and they'll be in another land, and they'll be in another place, and they'll seek refuge with them in something that they have no ability to protect them from. That this is not permissible. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He referred to this, and there were people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who used to do to seek refuge like this, but they sought refuge with the jinn besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah mentioned about them, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. That verily, there were men who used to, there were men from mankind who used to seek refuge with the men from the jinn, and they only increased them in fear. They only increased them in fear. Naam, they only increased them in fear and in sin. And it's been mentioned that in the time of Jahiliyyah, that people, they would travel, if they would go through the land, if they would stop to rest in a valley or something like this, that they would scream out loud, that one of them would say that they seek refuge from min sayyidiha, annahu ya'udhu billahi min sayyidi hadha al-wadi. He seeks refuge with the master of that wadi, meaning the jinn that are there. And then whenever the jinn, they found out about this, then they even tried them even more and caused them to be even more terrified of them, so that they would humble themselves before them even more and submit to them and seek refuge with them even more. So this is something that was known, seeking refuge with the jinn, iyadhan billah. This is all shirk and not permissible. Also, as for al-isti'adha, from al-isti'adha, like seeking refuge, and another aspect of isti'adha from the linguistic meaning, seeking refuge from danger or from harm in particular places, and going to a place that is a shelter. This is permissible. Even has come in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that from the Hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, it's muttafaqun alayhi. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrated about the fitna, and that the trials and the fitna will come from different aspects, and the one who is sitting is better than the one who is standing, and the one who is standing is better than the one who is walking, so on and so forth. And in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man tasharraf laha tastashrifhu." Man tasharraf laha tastashrifu, that whoever looks to get involved in the fitna, it will overcome him. And then so in the meaning at the time of these fitin, the times of the trials in the lands, that whenever it's widespread, that the one who tries to take a look into to delve into the fitin, it will overcome him. It will overcome him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said at this time, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ فِيهَا مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَعَاذًا فَلْيَعُذْ بِهِ. This is the shahid. That so at the time of fitna, whoever finds a malja, a place of refuge, or a ma'av, also a place of shelter, then let him take shelter in that place. And if there's a place safe from the fitin, far away from the trials and the calamities that are befalling, then and there's a place that a person can find, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ فِيهَا إِفِ فِتِنْ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ فِيهَا مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَعَاذٍ فَلْيَعُذْ بِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever finds a refuge or a shelter in the times of those fitin, then let him take refuge there. Then let him take refuge there. So this is permissible. This is a permissible type of istiada that is not considered from the type of istiada that is being referred to in the text here by the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. Likewise, if a person were in danger and he was afraid of a criminal or something like this, or he was fleeing from an oppressor, and then he's seen somebody who was able to help him, and this is also permissible. And I need to hide with you, or the likes like this, to give him refuge. And then this is something that is permissible and is not considered ibadah, that would be considered shirk for the one who directed it to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah knows best. Likewise, from the same understanding, similar like these types of worship, the author he mentioned, al-istiyadha to asfwan, al-istiyana to what istiyadha to what istighatha. So he says here, what dalilul istighathati. Qawluhu ta'ala, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. And the evidence for al-istighatha, bimani, yani, what dalil and al-istighatha ta'ibadatun, yani the evidence that al-istighatha is ibadah, is a statement of Allah the Most High, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. And whenever you sought aid and relief with your Lord, and He responded to you, meaning in the battle of Badr, whenever they were overcome, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he seen the mushrikeen and their thousand or more, and he looked at his companions, and there are only 300 and some odd companions, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he began to make al-istighatha. He began to call on Allah Azza wa Jal and call on Him with humility and humbleness, and seeking His aid and relief and protection and the likes in Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah responded to them and aided them with angels, aided them with a force, with forces that they could not see. Allahu Akbar. The point here is al-istighatha bimana talab al-ghawth. Just like al-istiana talab al-awn, wal-istiadha talab al-awth, wa al-istighatha talabu al-ghawth. Al-ghawth, yani a relief from distress. So al-istighatha is similar to, all of these are a type of dua. Al-istiana, wal-istiadha, wal-istighatha. But they're specific. And istighatha is specific to seek aid and support and relief in time of distress and severe hardship. In time of distress and severe hardship. That's the difference between istighatha and al-istiyana, and to call and dua. And dua is general. Istiyana is dua, and talab al-awn, to seek aid. And istighatha is talab al-awth, to seek refuge and protection. Al-istighatha is to seek relief and to ask Allah to remove one from severe distress and dire straits and hard circumstances. At this time, al-Muslim yastaghithu bi rabbihi. If he finds himself in the affairs become shadida alayhi, and fi shidda, and the likes like this, when in qarab al-halak, he's very near to destruction, and he finds himself in a very bad and tight situation, then he will make istighatha and call on Allah Azza wa Jal to relieve him and to aid him and to remove this harm and this danger from him and this hardship and difficulty. This is a great act of worship, that one would humble himself before Allah and believe in Him and trust in Him and rely upon Him and know that He is powerful and strong, and to seek His relief from in times of distress and in times of severe hardship and calamity. So this one is al-istighatha. This one is al-istighatha. Al-istighatha. Bitha. Al-istighatha. Al-istighatha. Naam. So to make al-istighatha in this manner, for example, to make istighatha in the dead, again, like al-istiana wa al-istiada, this is, or like dua, likewise, this is major shirk. Some people, they find themselves in dire straits and in difficulties, and they seek, they make istighatha with the dead. And they will say, they will call on the wadi in the grave, and they say, Fulan, one of them will say, if this person in the grave doesn't aid him and help him, then who can help him? And he will say that they're relying upon them and they're depending upon them to protect them and to remove them from their difficulty. And this has all been, this is all narrated from those people who are attached to the graves, that this is from the things that they do. This is major shirk, making istighatha with the awliya. This is from major shirk. This is something that the Shia do, that the Rafidah, they do, and they claim that they're Muslims, but they seek refuge and they seek istighatha, and they make istiana with the dead, with the dead, with the dead. Ya'adhin billah. Also, to make istighatha with the people who are alive but they are not present, or they're not able to bring relief in the particular situation, this is also considered major shirk. As for making al-istighatha to seek aid and relief from a time, a dire situation, or from severe danger and harm and difficulty, and to make istighatha with somebody who is alive and present and able, then this is permissible. For example, if somebody were drowning and then he's seen somebody not far away on the shore, somebody, for example, or maybe one was in the pool, may Allah protect the Muslims and our children. But for example, an individual is in the pool or something like this, and then he's drowning, and then he screams out for somebody inside to come and help him, or to throw him a line, or the likes like this. This is permissible. And if there's somebody there and they're able to help him from this extreme difficulty, or somebody was in a car wreck and then they need help out of the car, they can't get themselves out, and there's somebody there near them and they holler for them, come help me get out of the car, this is permissible, and this is not considered a type of ibadah that should only be for the sake of Allah. And the evidences for this permissible type of al-istighatha is in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it has been mentioned about Musa alayhi as-salatu was-salam. Allah has mentioned, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. In Surah Taha, that's mentioned that that one of the people from the people of Musa made istighatha with him. One of the people of Bani Israel was oppressing one of the people from the people of Musa, and that person, he sought istighatha. He made istighatha. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَتِهِ, the one who was from the tribe or from the people of Musa, he sought relief and aid and support from that dire situation with Musa, and Musa came and aided him, and he struck that man, waqadha alayhi. Naam, but this is something that is it is permissible in this manner. As for something that only Allah is able to do, then to seek relief from these dire situations and the likes like this, then this is the istighatha that is being referred to by the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, that must be for the sake of Allah alone. Now the author, he mentions what dalil al-dhabh. Likewise, al-dhabh, slaughtering. This is an act of worship. Al-dhabh, slaughtering. This is an act of worship. والدليل الذبح قوله تعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. And to the end of the verse, وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. The author, he says, ومن السنة لعن الله من ذبح لغير الله. لعن الله من ذبح لغير الله. Also, an additional evidence that could be mentioned in this light is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Naam, so here the evidence, the author, he mentioned, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِ, verily my salat and my nusuk. coupling the salat and the nusuk together. The nusuk, yani al-dhabiha, my salat and my nusuk. It's mentioned that the nusuk is the dhabiha that is slaughtered in the time of Hajj, in the days of Hajj. That this is called the nusuk, and it's what is referred to here is that the slaughtering that is an act of worship in those days of Hajj, the hadi and the adahi, the udhiyah, and the likes. That this slaughtering this animal, this is done as an act of worship. This is done as an act of worship. Now this must be for the sake of Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki. Qul inna salati wa nusuki. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has combined between a salat, which is one of the greatest act of worship performed by the body. The greatest act of worship performed by the body, and the greatest act of worship after, or the greatest deed after the shahadatain. And then wa nusuki, which is the greatest act of worship, which is performed with the wealth, was one of the greatest acts of worship, which is performed with the wealth. The point is here that Allah coupled between the two, and that they're coupled between the two. This is clear that this is, it's an ibadah. Wa mahiyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. And my life and my death is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. No partners whatsoever. So inna salati lillahi rabbil alamin. La sharika lahu ay fi salat. Wa inna nusuki lillahi rabbil alamin. La sharika lahu. No partners whatsoever likewise. Not in the salat and not in the nusuk. So just as if an individual who were to pray and to bow and to prostrate and to make salat for other than Allah, ayyadhan billah, then this would be major shirk, no doubt about that. Likewise, the one who slaughtered in this manner, the slaughtering that is coupled with that one he slaughters in the, and he intends to draw near to the one he's slaughtering for, and he slaughters magnifying the one who is slaughtering for, and glorifying and praising and hoping to draw near to the one he is slaughtering for, this one is ibadah and la sharika lah. There can be no partner in that whatsoever. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may Allah curse the one who slaughters for other than Allah. And this is the type of slaughtering that is being referred to, the one that is done as an act of worship. And the one who slaughters, he's seeking nearness to the one who is slaughtering for. And the one who is slaughtering, he's magnifying and venerating and honoring the one whom he's slaughtering for. This type of dhabh, this type of nusuk, this is ibadah. It must be for the sake of Allah alone. That other verse I mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jalla likewise coupled between a salat and a dhabh. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ, and pray for the sake of your Lord and slaughter. وَانْحَرْ أَيْضًا لِرَبِّكَ, and also meaning وَانْحَرْ, meaning also, and slaughter for the sake of your Lord alone. So it's clear that this type of ذبح, it is ibadah. This type of ذبح, it is ibadah. It is ibadah. But as has proceeded in these acts of worship here, there are details. So not every type of dhabh is considered ibadah and must be for the sake of Allah alone. For example, if there is a guest who is coming and one who wanted to slaughter a sheep, for example, to feed his guest and to honor his guest, ikraman lid-dayf, this is permissible and this is not ibadah. Yani that act of slaughtering there is permissible for him to do that. Yani in order to honor his guest, it's been narrated in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in the Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari wa Muslim, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir fal yukrim dayfahu, that whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let him honor his guest. And likewise, if a person were to slaughter in order for a particular situation or an event, when one is very happy because of an event, for example, a wedding, then this is permissible. Even as come in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, he got married, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him, "O nim walau bishat," that you should have a wadima, even if it's with one sheep, and you should slaughter a sheep for this happy and this good event and situation. So this is permissible, and this is not considered the type of ibadah, that the slaughtering here is for the sake of Allah alone. This one is permissible to slaughter for another reason that is permissible. Also, for example, if a person, he just wants to have food in his refrigerator, or he wants to have food for his family, and he wants to have halal food for his family, or he wants to have some food to give for his family and to give in charity like this, and to slaughter for this reason, it's permissible. It's permissible. Of course, he will slaughter in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the likes like this, but this is permissible. Slaughtering for other than the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal can be shirk in more than one aspect. And that is, for example, the one who slaughters, for example, for the grave. or for the jinn, and he's slaughtering for them, seeking something from them. He's hoping to draw near to them. Some people they'll slaughter for the grave, hoping for their protection or hoping for their help or honoring them, and, or out of fear of them. Or they slaughter for the jinn, likewise out of fear for them. So they're slaughtering, trying to draw near to them. So the act of it itself is taqarrub, is drawing near. This is ibadah. From this aspect, it is ibadah. And this has been given to other than Allah, so it is major shirk. And likewise, if they slaughtered in other than the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the name of the Wali, then also this is shirk from another aspect, and that is istiana. By seeking the aid in that person's name, they'll slaughter in the name of the Wali. Whenever the animal must be slaughtered in the name of Allah. And slaughtering in the name of Allah, this is seeking Allah's aid and His help in slaughtering. That's why one will make the basmala whenever he slaughters, with the tasmiyah. Whenever he slaughters and he's seeking the help and the blessing of Allah in slaughtering. So the one who makes a dhabih for other than the sake of Allah, in the name of other than the sake of Allah, he made shirk in both aspects. In ibadah itself, and in taqarrub, and also in the aspect of seeking aid and assistance. Even if a person, he slaughtered in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, but he slaughtered for other than Allah, then likewise, this is still major shirk. This is still major shirk from the aspect of taqarrub and ibadah. From the aspect of taqarrub wa al-ibadah. Likewise, in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La'an Allahu min dhabaha li ghayri Allah. La'an Allah. So this is clear that al-dhabah, this type of al-dhabah is ibadah. That must be done for the sake of Allah alone. And the one who slaughters, drawing near to, and seeking to draw near to the one who's slaughtering for, like the graves, or the jinn, or the wali, or the awliya, or the mashayikh, and the likes like this, to honor them, and to respect them, and to magnify them, then this is major. This is major shirk, and this is not permissible. Likewise, the author, he mentioned وَدَلِيلُ النَّذْرِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. And the proof that a nadhr, to vow, to make a vow and an oath, is ibadah, is the statement of Allah the Most High, يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. That they fulfill their nadhr, their vows, and they fear the day that the evil is widespread. So again, by reviewing the meaning of ibadah, that it is a concise term that of everything that Allah loves and is pleased with, from statement and from action, apparent and hidden, then it will be clear to the aspect of the proof of the author here. That, and how would we know if Allah loves and is pleased with something? We know that by the fact that He commands it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or He praises that action, or He praises the people who perform that action. Like here we see, yufuna bin nadr. Allah is praising those people who fulfill their vows. So He's praising them. So the fact that Allah is praising them, this is clarification that the nadr is something beloved to Allah. If it is something that is beloved to Allah, we know that because Allah is praising the people who do it, then it's established that it's ibadah. If it's established that it's ibadah, then to direct that to other than Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is major shirk. So this is the evidence the author has mentioned here. And as for some of the details with regards to an-nadhr, then in our previous class in Kitab al-Tawheed, we have went through the chapter of an-nadhr and some of the details related to that. And whoever would like to review that, it was either the last two classes in Kitab al-Tawheed, they can find that some details there with regards to making oaths, and when it's permissible and when it's not permissible, and when it must be fulfilled and when it cannot be fulfilled, so on and so forth. The evidence here is clear that to make an oath, it must be to make it for the sake of Allah alone, and to make an oath for the sake of someone else, then this is ibadah, and this would be considered major shirk, to make an oath and to make a nadhr, to swear that if one's child became healthy, then they will fast for the grave, or they will fast, they swear to the grave that if Allah provide them a job, they will give this much in charity. All of this is major shirk and not permissible. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And just a 10B, inshallah, next class of Surah Thalatha, we start at Asr al-Thani, inshallah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.